A young lad aged 10, whose name is Harry, living in Saddleworth near Manchester, has set up a blog to help others with the same problem as himself. 2 years ago, his grandparents moved abroad, and he has been missing them a lot. So the blog offers tips to others in the same situation. I talk about how it feels when someone close moves away, he writes. And his main conclusion is, it's not a place for gloom and doom. I want it to be a place for positive talk. This little snippet was in yesterday's paper, and it may be a useful starting point for today's gospel. Those who do us harm hurt us in two ways. The harm itself, and then the hatred that it stirs up in us. And it's the hatred that does the greater damage. In our gospel, Jesus makes what seems like an impossible demand: love your enemies. There's no way around it. He doesn't say, try to love your enemies. Father Joe Gorman, whom I mentioned, somebody summed up his theology once in the words, try your best, but if you can't do your best, God will understand. A very comforting message. But there's no way of getting round this demand of Jesus, love your enemies. And when we're told that Jesus himself forgave his enemies, it only makes it all the harder for us when it is put up to us to imitate him. It simply adds, I suppose, to our guilt as well as to our pain. There is one little way, maybe, of finding a way through the problem of loving your enemy. Dare I suggest that there is no way psychologically that we can forgive somebody who has deeply hurt us. There is no way of feeling love for anybody who has deeply hurt us. I cannot do what is psychologically impossible. I may never, ever, during my lifetime, be able to feel forgiveness for somebody who has deeply wronged me. But that is not the end of the story. What is possible, we're told, on good authority, is to make a decision to forgive, to love. We may never feel anything. The hard feelings remain. But the decision, the will to forgive, is under our power. What is changed is my will. My will is to forgive. My will is to try to love. And if I have to wait till my feelings change, then I will wait forever. But if I make this decision to let go of my hatred, and even though I cannot change my feelings, God's grace will have done its work in me. Purely by accident, when I was not looking for it, I came across this piece of advice on Google. Don't wait for the feeling to forgive before you forgive. Don't wait for the feeling to forgive before you forgive. You may never feel it, so just forgive and let go. So just forgive and let go. I don't know if this throws any light on the gospel, but let me quote from a great spiritual teacher of our time, Henry Nouwen. And he would have us see our hatreds as our wounds. And here is his advice about dealing with our wounds. Think of each wound as you would of a child who has been hurt by a friend. As long as that child is ranting and raving, trying to get back at the friend, one wound leads to another. But when the child can experience the consoling embrace of a parent, he or she can live through the pain. Be gentle with yourself and let your heart be your loving parent as you live your wounds through.